Great afternoon. Welcome to the Encourage One podcast, where you are the one that it is my hope and my desire to encourage you to go to a place, a mental space called courage, where you can get the necessary courage that you need to feed your mind and your spirit, to empower it, so that way you can leave that place called courage and return back to the place in which you had fear, and you can overcome the things that are meant for you to conquer. So just wanted to share with you some reflections that I had today as I woke up. I woke up today thankful to God for another day, for living, not just because of COVID-19, but just because it's just a day to be living. There's always a day in which someone does not wake up or does not make it to that day. And the fact that I'm here, I'm very thankful for God's grace and his mercy towards that. So and towards me. And so I woke up thanking him for his grace, his mercy, considering everything going on with COVID-19. And then even reading reading today about on Yahoo News how CDC had released that there are 6 more symptoms, possible symptoms of coronavirus, of COVID-19. And those being shakes, repeated shaking with chills, muscle pain, headache, sore throat, and a loss of taste or smell. And so after reading that, I got even more thankful because I haven't experienced any of those symptoms. I didn't experience any of the previous symptoms, those being fever, cough, and shortness of breath. And so once again, I was given 6 more reasons to be thankful. And then it just reminded me of a scripture in the Bible that I like to read. The Bible is a great guide, is the guide for my life. I encourage you all to explore it, to investigate it. Let your curiosity take you into this historical, but yet still profoundly powerful current book. To see how it can encourage you. It has gotten me to the place where I am, where I am able to do podcasts like this to encourage people like you. That's why it is called The Encourage One, because that one matters and you are that one. And so now knowing that these other possible symptoms are also possible indicators of the COVID-19 and not having that, I'm very thankful. And it just reminded me of a scripture in the Bible. And there's a book called Psalms, and Psalms being song, is written by the historical account of King David. And so in Psalms chapter 91, I want to take you to this verse. And it is verse 10, and it says, "No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling." And so it just made me think about that, considering the new possible symptoms and how this plague that is taking place called Corona, COVID-19, it does not come near my dwelling. That dwelling being my house, my physical address. My dwelling is also my physical body. And not just my body, but my family, my son. It has not come near my dwelling. And so I want to encourage you in knowing that the kind of God that I serve is the one who is, one of his names is, he's El Elyon, it's Hebrew, and it means the Most High God. And not only is he the Most High God, but what it means is that he's the possessor of heaven and earth. And so when you have a possessor, somebody that owns something, he inhabits something, he lives within and throughout something. And so with him being the possessor of heaven and earth, it means that everything in this world, in this universe, it is his. It is owned by him. He holds a title to it. And so with him being that, and that being one of his characteristics, I can rest assured in knowing that since he possesses all of this, that anything that happens, it has to go through him first. He has to grant it permission. He has to give it access. And so I'm thankful with him being the Most High God that One, that he has not allowed COVID-19, the coronavirus, he has not allowed it to possess me. He has not let it to befall over me, to touch my house, to touch my body, to touch my son's body, to touch my family's body. And I believe one of the reasons is because of the relationship that I have with him through Jesus Christ, which is his begotten son, which came from himself, which is he himself, incarnate in the flesh, being fully God, being fully man. And so, and that's one of the, that's just one of the benefits of having a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, having that layer of protection. But now you say, well, you know, I'm listening to your podcast, and one thing that I am in agreement with is that I'm also a believer too. I believe in God. I believe that he is El Elyon, the Most High God. I believe in Jesus. But yet I have COVID-19. I have the coronavirus. My family has it. And how is that so when we're believers? And I'm glad that you have that thought. And I'm actually glad that you have that experience. And let me tell you why. Continuing in Psalms 91, starting at verse 10, it says, "No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways." So even during this way that's happening right now, his angels still have charge over you, and they're still keeping you. You're not dead. You are still 6 feet above ground. It says, "In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." And so, in other words, his angels are ministering spirits. Okay, they're ministering life. They're holding you up. And so the angels are with you. They're with the doctors. They're with the nurses. They're with the respiratory therapists. They're with all those staff that are at those hospitals, and they're using them to bear you up, to hold you up to God. And then further on in verse 14, it says, "Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him." So with that being said, so you may be a person who is a Christian, who is a believer in Jesus Christ, who is a believer in God. And you say, "I have COVID-19. I have the coronavirus. And so why is this happening to me?" Well, here's my remedy for you that I want to encourage you to take your mind, to take your spirit to. Set your love upon him. Love upon God. Show him that you love him. Express your love verbally out loud to him. Love him with your thoughts. And then it says, "Therefore I will deliver him." We call God a deliverer because he has to deliver us from something. We can't call him something if we haven't experienced it with him, if he has not given us that experience. And so maybe you are in this season where he is desiring for you not just to know God as the Most High God, as the one that possesses heaven and earth, who owns everything, where the earth is the Lord and everything in it. But now he wants you to experience him as a deliverer. And he wants to deliver you from this. He wants to heal you from this. And so the remedy, the cure for this is set your love upon him. As the doctors are working with you, as nurses are working with you, as all the other staff that I don't know their name and their titles, as they're working with you, set your love upon him. And what I can guarantee you based on his word is that he will deliver you. And then further on says in verse 14, he says, "I will set him on high because he has known my name." Do you know his name? Well, I'd like to say yes, because if anything, in this podcast, you know at least one name. And that is El Elyon, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth. That's one name. That's all it takes. He is so powerful. You just need to know one name and he'll take care of the rest. He'll take you on a great journey, on a great expedition to explore the other aspects of him, the other characteristics of him, the other names of him that represent him. And then it says in verse 15, "He shall call upon me and I will answer him." God is saying, if you call upon me, I will answer you. He's not like those call centers. He's not like those services where you call and they put you on hold and have the elevator music playing for forever and ever and ever. And they say the wait time will be approximately 30 minutes. Well, I'm not saying that God may not let you wait for 30 minutes. But what I'm trying to say is that your wait won't be that long. In his time, in his ways, the wait is really not that long. If we look at it through things through his eyes, God moves really fast. And so he says, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. We are in this season of coronavirus. We are in this season. We are in this pandemic. He says, I will be with him. He will be with you. I believe he's with you right now, even as you're listening. It's no coincidence that you're listening to this. I will deliver him and honor him. What does it mean to honor? It means to respect. That means he's going to put what you need before what he needs or what he wants. Because there's nothing that God needs. There's things that he wants because he is, once again, Elyon. He is the possessor of heaven and earth. There's nothing that he needs because he has everything. But he will honor, he will put what you need first before what he wants. And then verse 16, I love how it closes out. He says, with long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. You know, I believe there's a difference between being satisfied and being full. Have you ever been hungry and you had a taste for something, but you didn't have access to it? For example, last night I had a taste for some blueberry pancakes. And so I went to IHOP to do a carry out, and they did not have the blueberry stuff. I don't know how to say the compost that you put on top of the blueberries. There's already blueberries in the pancakes, but he did not have that. That location did not have it. And so I had a taste for that. I was hungry for that. And so with that being said, I end up getting something else. I end up giving some gravy and biscuits, eggs, turkey bacon, and hash browns. And I ate it, but I was full, but I wasn't satisfied because it wasn't what I wanted. And sometimes we want something so much, so hard, it looks and feels like it's a need. And so last night, I quote unquote needed some blueberry pancakes. I really needed them, but I didn't get them. And so what I'm trying to say to you is, he says, with long life, I will satisfy him. God will satisfy you. He is not just going to put something in you just to get you full. He is going to satisfy you. That means he is honoring what you quote unquote need, which is really what you just strongly, strongly, really, 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 really want. He's going to put that first. And he's going to give that to you. And when you receive it, thank him for it because he didn't have to do it. And when you receive it, you shall be satisfied. Because it's what you've been longing for, is what you've been desiring for, is what you've been thirsting for. And so in this pandemic, if you are desiring, if you're longing for healing, guess what? I believe God that he is going to satisfy you with everything that he owns that you need in order to be healed from that. And it's through that he shows you his salvation. That means he's going to save you. That means he's going to get you up. He's going to get you up out of this. He's going to pull you out of this where you're going to have a testimony. And that part of that testimony is going to go back to verse 10 where you say, no evil shall befall me, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. That means it doesn't live there. That means this virus, it's visiting, but it's not going to live there. And so I just want to encourage you to believe with me that this pandemic is only a temporary visit. This coronavirus, whether you have it or not, is only temporary. It's not dwelling. It shall not dwell where he lives. Thank you so much for listening to the Encourage One podcast. Once again, I hope that you are that one that was encouraged by what was on my heart, what was on my spirit today to give to you. Until then, be encouraged.